had heard by the rumor mill that the city just wanted to serve the city residents. That
we won't have one at all.
Okay. Because yours is in the floodplain, is that the?
We can't build any more buildings there because it's in the floodplain. An enclosed type structure. We could put up a whole barn. Excuse me. That's it. Because we're building the barn.
Okay. Does the city own that equipment, or does it belong to a group of?
All of it except two trailers. Is that correct?
A trailer and a bin.
Yeah,
I don't. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. I've said that a lot today. I normally don't say that. The equipment is probably technically owned by the city, but it was purchased by grants from the district.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that the city will want. Yeah. Now we have two pickups there. We'll retain those pickups. That's just part of our public works.
And those that are purchased by grants, or those grants
stipulated? No, those were purchased by the city outright years ago. What we done, when we upgraded our pickups in our fleet for the street maintenance crews, we let them have
transfer those over to
the trucks, which is just used, so we don't have to pull the trailers for them. They had their own pickup and use, but we would retain those pickups.
So what's purchased by the grants, are those the grants specific for recycle center? So they would have to remain in a recycle center, is that correct?
You talk about the pickups now?
No. Well, what is purchased by the grant, the equipment that is purchased by grants?
Well, it's the city's now. We've had 5 years.
Oh.
We own it outright, but we'd be willing just to give it to the county, and that's my direction this morning anyway.
And you'd also give us your recycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking like the neighbors?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
What's the condition of it?
I'll have a moment after that.
A couple things.
I'm sorry. Do you guys mind coming to the microphones?
I'm sure.
Devin, do you want to? Do you want to come up to this one? Thank you.
So in addition to the trucks, we also, the city outright purchased a bin lifter, which is an important piece of equipment because instead of having people lifting items to get into those balers, it's an automatic lifter. So that's about $8,000. And the city purchased one, and the city received one from a grant. And then our newest recycle trailer, which is our nicest one and holds the most stuff, we do not own that. So that goes straight back to the district, Salt Waste District. Anyway, there are also a couple of balers there that are owned by our contractor. So in response to Devin, where are you? The condition of those balers, well, they're old, but they're still high functioning. They're kind of like an old Chevy truck. They're big workhorses. So, I think probably both of them were used. Were they, Debbie, when they were purchased?
No, they were new when they were purchased.
They were purchased brand new?
Yes.
There's your answer.
Years ago.
So.
Many years.
Maybe 10 or 12 years ago?
Yeah. Before 2009.
Okay, so in the life of a baler, that's not very long. Those balers do one thing, and you just fix what they're doing. They keep going.
Okay. Devin, in our research, that if we were able to do it, like suggested, you know, by Christian County and so forth, you would know what equipment that was needed. I know you've been searching on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wasn't aware of the machine to actually pick up the bins that you had.
You need those to protect your people.
The thing I checked into was we've got skid steers, you know, with forks on them, that you can lift them up and put them in the baler. The bins that we've been looking at.
Less labor intensive.
Well, it wouldn't be, no.
Maybe.
You put your plastic in there and you get in the machine, you go and you hit a button, it dumps it in the baler. You hit another button, the baler compresses.
That's what I mean. You're not handling, you don't have any employees that are doing the handling, this labor.
Right.
Because in looking, now I had asked for a detailed budget from Branson like we got from the other counties. Mm-hmm. I never did get that.
Okay.
But what I did see was just a total of the, and most of your, correct me if I'm wrong, is personnel expense. Is that correct?
That is correct, Sheila.
Yeah.
And also as you're considering what an operation might look like, Christian County does, I think, a little over 200 tons a year. Did they talk about that, their tonnage there that they're processing?
Yeah, we compared the two. Uh-huh.
Okay, and Branson's did over 700 last year, so.
And I don't know, Scott did the check-in on Monette compared, but the automation is what we've been told is the key, and also we would want to use, am I speaking too much here, of community service workers, so that we would just have the expense where you're talking $200,000 in personnel expense, and that's where you're over, is...
That would be the key.
Yeah.
If we could keep enough community service.
Yeah, our supervisor that we have now, mm-hmm, maintain, and then use the community service and that would oversee them, and that would...
Hey, you guys have used community service in the past.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Now you've had a lot of problems with it, have you not, or not?
Yeah, well, it is not a full-time employee, and here's why. Community service are there, they are not volunteers. They're there because they have to be. But they don't have to be there on the day that you need them, and they don't come if it's too hot, or if it's too cold, or if it's Saturday, and you might have, we've processed over 4,000 pounds a day. And so if your community service didn't come in, and they don't come in a lot, I do have those numbers on how many hours they did show up, and it's very valuable. It's the equivalent of another person, but it's not dependable. So, and you might get four in one day, and you might get none. And you won't get any on the holidays when you have a really high volume of materials. So they're an excellent backup, but they're not an employee.
Labor force.
Thank you.
Who did you go through?
We used all the courts, but they mainly came from Taney County and the city of Branson.
No, we'd go. No, we'd...
And I don't know this. Can the judge not assign them to a certain area for community service?
No,
I don't.
We would go through...
like a Missouri Bench Probation Services?
Yes, and they would, and they have a surplus of them. They need a place, but you would work with them to pick out those that are appropriate for your service. They just have to be supervised.
I'm assuming, I've not talked to anybody about, I'm a little bit familiar with Missouri Probation Services and courts and judicial stuff, a little bit. Still probably not reliable, and I could be wrong. Because the majority of the ones that you got from Taney County courts probably still came from Missouri.
Yes, that is correct. And some of them
anything misdemeanor-wise pretty much goes to them.
Yes, and they can assign them to us. They're always
welcome. It doesn't mean that they show up. It
doesn't mean that they show up or that they show up when you need them. And, some of them don't have reliable work records in the first place, or there's reasons why they are assigned community service.
Aren't they told you have, let's say you got 100 hours of community service.
Yeah.
And you have until 6 months from now to get it done. And you probably, you're more familiar with it probably than all of us. They may not get it, they probably don't get any of it done those 6 months, and then they go and
try to do it all at once.
Either they all try to do it all at once, or the courts, okay, we'll give you another chance because it was a minor thing and they're just trying to work with them to get this done and not put them in jail.
That wasn't the impression I got from the head of it. And Christian County had said that it was the answer for them, that they found it very... Of course, I know everyone's different. When I had to use one in my other position, she was there every day throughout her term and on the same punch list. Same clock as the other employees.
Yeah, you do get people like that, and they're really valuable. And sometimes it's people who just made a mistake. They ran a stop sign, and they were maybe drinking. And they are good, hard workers. And lots of people feel really good about working there. But again, they choose when they'll work. You don't. So yeah, there are some great workers, Sheila. And aren't they in addition to the two employees at, Christian County?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it helps fill in as a part-time?
It can.
It can. How many employees were at?
We have two full-time, okay. But that and one part-time. He worked 3 days a week, and that was because he said work there.
Oh, work there. Well, you work there.
Yes. I don't process materials, but as far as handling the materials, we were told in the past to expand it and make it more convenient for citizens, so we opened it to 6 days a week. And that's why we needed that third part-time employee so that we had all 6 days covered. And also, if somebody gets sick or somebody goes on vacation, your same 4,000 pounds is still coming in, so you have to have a backup plan for who's going to keep processing those materials or a big building with a lot of storage. But your materials keep coming regardless of your work situation, workforce.
I've not been up to look at the one in Christian County. How big is their building?
It's really not. It's probably a 30 by 40.
How big is the old transfer station?
60 by probably 80.
So we have plenty of room there.
And we've not discussed this, but if that is the one side, if we're talking, say, if it turns out like F Highway Farm, if we, Tandy County just has the one site, like say where Christian has several small towns throughout that they have pickups, correct? Scott, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I think they have
Billings and various.
They have, I'm sorry, like trailers?
A trailer.
So similar to what we do now with Kizzy Mills and maybe set some other things throughout.
Yes.
And then do they just have one person that goes around and drives the trailers and unloads and... Do they drop a trailer off when they pick up so that way if people come they can still?
My deal on that from the research I've done, it doesn't work out too well because you have a lot of household garbage
that people
throw away. And you do a lot of your time sorting it out, having to put it in a dumpster and then actually sorting through your recycling.
That's
if you do an off-site location.
Yeah, Devin's correct in that. We had really, really low contamination rates because we worked so hard and so consistently with all our citizens. Debbie will tell you outreach and education will make you a successful program or a failure.
So if you order them to not do it, that won't change anything?
No. It did, no.
Okay.
We
I'm talking about recycling.
Yeah, well,
okay.
We were the guys in the white hat. We never carried a big stick, but we worked with them constantly. And no, it's an important point. Go ahead, Brandon.
I'm just teasing.
I know.
I know.
But
with
to his
city
point.
The city of Forsyth, they have a recycle container, and it's more contaminated with household trash than it is recycled.
And may I add that is a mix. That's called a single sort. They put everything in there. And if you don't train them what is actually recyclable, they do what's called wish cycling. And I hope you can do this styrofoam cup and a straw, so I'm going to throw it in there, even though it's not really recyclable. And we work with every citizen every time, so they know what's recyclable, and they don't bring us trash for the most part. And one other thing, I don't know, Devin, if you've looked into this, but no one's discussing the household hazardous waste facility, which is located there, and which Debbie set up as a community endeavor, but the city has run it administratively. So if the recycle center goes, that should be under discussion, too.
What I was going to propose to the commission on that would be two times a year in our spring and fall when we do our cleanup, have a hazardous waste trailer come down, and you're averaging about 8 to 9 grand per occurrence to put nothing but hazardous waste in.
How often do people come into the facility or for the hazardous waste?
Yeah, we had, let me think. I think, 125 phone calls last year. And that's just of the people who called me. They are required to have an appointment, but lots of times they did just show up at the facility with their chemicals. So, and of the